Joseph Martineau, who's the executive director of the Bureau and Assessment Accountability for the Michigan Department of Education. I'm exhausted after that title, Joseph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for your time this morning. The Michigan Department of Education publicly released the results of the 2012 school report cards. What'd you find?
Well, we had several schools that were that we ended up calling reward schools because they're very high achieving or improving at a very significant rate. We had several schools that we called priority schools because they are the persistently lower achieving, and we need to intervene in those schools in a serious way. And we also released schools that we called focus schools, where these schools have the largest achievement gaps of the schools across the state, where we really need to serve the lower achieving students in those schools a lot better.
All right, tell us about the reward schools. Who name some names?
Well, I actually don't have the specific names at my ready, but we know that they are all around the state. We have them in 54 of the 57 ISDs in the state, or intermediate school districts. So they are spread all across the state, and these are schools that other schools that may not be doing as well can look up to and try to connect with and see what they're doing that's making them a reward school.
All right. Tell us about the gap schools.
Now, the gap schools are schools where the lower achieving students in those schools are very far below the higher achieving students in those schools. You know, every school is going to have a gap. Every school is going to have some lower achieving and some higher achieving students. But in the focus schools, these are schools where that gap is really quite large, and the lower achieving students simply aren't getting the kind of service that they need to be able to be successful.
What's the cause for the gap?
Well, there are lots of different things that could cause that gap. I don't know that we don't know necessarily what the causes are in each individual school, but I think when the individual schools get their notice that they are a focus school, they can start looking at what is happening in their own school and identify the cause of the gap in their own school. I think just saying this is the kind of thing that's happening in schools that are focus schools isn't probably going to serve a good purpose, but each individual school can look at their data and identify what's going on in their particular school.
What's the fix for the gap?
Well, I think the fix for the gap is really looking at what is going on in each individual school, what is the cause of that gap, who are the students that are the very lowest achieving, and coming up with a plan for how you can better serve those individual students. I think the plan is going to be different for every individual school because the reasons that they've got a gap may be different. So the solution really is to look at the data, look at what is happening with those students, and figure out how we can better serve them.
Who's at fault for the students caught in this gap? Is it the teachers or is it the parents?
Oh, I don't know that we want to place blame on that particular issue, but what we do know is that the individual students who are in those lower achieving groups simply aren't getting the kind of education outcomes that we need the students in the state to be getting. So I think regardless of where fault may lie, we simply need to serve those students better.
All right. Well, to fix something, you have to know why it's broken and what the cause is. And you know, we're not trying to say one entity is bad or not, but there obviously is a challenge here with these students. And so that's what I was getting at.
Right. So, again, it does go back to each individual school looking at their particular data and figuring out why this is happening. We did provide several tools that would help schools to identify, okay, who are my students that are in my lowest achieving group? Why is it that I ended up having an achievement gap? Is it because I have really big gaps, a large achievement gap being identified in my school? Is it because I have large gaps in math? Or is it because it's in reading or science? So we have a lot of diagnostic data that schools can use to be able to come up with a plan, identify what is happening, why it's happening, and come up with a plan to remedy that.
Shouldn't these schools have done this years ago, though?
Well, I think part of the issue is that we've never really actually looked at achievement gaps. We've looked at the achievement of individual subgroups, but we've never actually measured the gap. And one of the things that we did find out when we gave these individual schools a call the day before this was released And for many of these schools, they said, yes, we've been working on this. Now this is going to give us greater impetus to actually make some changes here because we've been identified. So I think schools, for the most part, did know that they had a large achievement gap. They'd been working on it for some time, and this simply is going to give them better data to be able to understand what they need to do, because this is the first time we've actually measured the size of those gaps.
All right. I guess I don't understand. I'll give you an example, because I've experienced this myself. My youngest was behind in reading. The school identified that, and they called us in. They said, here's where he is, here's where he needs to be, here's the plan to make it better. So they had an after-school hour program every day that he attended. We also set up a quiet reading time before school and after school at home. Within 6 months, he caught up. Within a year, he surpassed. So the school already had a plan in place, and I would think that every school in this state would have had that done years ago.
Well, I think that's the kind of thing that we would want to see schools do. And certainly there are places where it could have been done earlier. This will simply shine the light on where that needs to happen and hopefully get things moving for the students who really need that kind of help.
How many kids are we talking here, Joseph?
How many kids are we talking here? We're talking about, 30% of... So the way that we calculated the gap was we looked at the bottom scoring 30% of students in the state compared to the top 30% of students in each school. So essentially what we're looking at is how do we serve the 30% of our students in each school that are scoring the lowest? How do we help them move up and come closer to those students who are at the top? So giving it a total number probably isn't very helpful. What is helpful is saying we really need to look at those 30% of students in each school that are scoring lowest so that we don't have those kids fall behind.
All right, Joseph, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but as a parent and as someone who receives lots of emails and phone calls, there's frustrations out there that everyone's so afraid of stepping on everyone's toes. The schools have to step up and have a plan and be organized, and the parents have to step up and make sure that their kids get through this. It's something that has to be done, but everyone seems to be so afraid of hurting feelings.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. We have to have the schools step up and say, you know, yes, we do have a gap. Here are the kids that are in this group. We do need them to step up, and I think it is going to be a community effort. They're going to need to involve parents. They're going to need to let parents know, you know, your student is one of these students in our bottom 30. We want to help you raise that. Here's the plan to go forward. And I think what your school did is exactly the kind of thing that's needed with individual students who are in that kind of group.
All right, Joseph.
Come up with a plan.
If folks want to get a look at that report, where can they go?
Yeah, they can go to www.michigan.gov, and for focus schools, it's /focus schools. Those are the schools with the achievement gaps. For priority schools, which are the lowest performing schools in the state, it's /priority schools. And for reward schools, the ones that are doing quite well, it is /reward schools. So those are the three websites you can go to see those three different designations.
Joseph, was there a difference between public schools and charter schools when it came to this?
We did not see major differences. We saw that there were charter schools that were on the priority list, public schools on the priority list, charter schools on the reward list, public schools on the reward list, and again, charters and publics on the focus list. So we've got charter schools and public schools showing up in all three places.
All right, Joseph, feel free to call us anytime if you have any new information or if any ways that we can help get the word out on how to help districts, teachers, and parents produce better students. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.